Hey, it's Digital Sista, and I'm back. So we are 7 days after the inauguration of the 45th president, Donald J. Trump, and things are just topsy-turvy already. It started with the dispute of the size of the inauguration crowd. The news put up on one side the size of Barack Obama's inauguration in 2009, just a sea of people on the mall that goes back, I believe, to the Washington Monument. And then they put the inauguration of Donald J. Trump, and you saw clearly lots of white space. The parade route was not nearly as crowded. The news media also referenced the fact that the crowds just were not there. And so you had Trump's, you know, power dogs coming out to defend everything and say that things were lies. Spicer, his media person, and Kellyanne Conway coming out, and Spicer saying it was the largest crowd that ever watched an inauguration and attended the inauguration, period, which was absolutely not true. And then Kelly Conway was on TV, and people kept asking her about things, and she came up with something called alternative facts, which everybody now says must be the new word for lies. And so, you know, it's 7 days after that, and here we go. He is so petty. Now he wants to investigate voter fraud because he's still really ticked off that he lost the popular vote. Seems to be rolling back some things, signed some executive orders to dismantle Obamacare, defund organizations around the world who performed abortions so that there's limited planned, you know, care for women in poor countries who absolutely need, you know, birth control because, you know, they're straddled with millions of kids and poverty and can't get out of that, the health issues and on, but to ban organizations who now provide some sort of birth control to these women who need it is just terrible, but that's what all the Republican administrations do. Apparently has changed some of the Washington, the website too, to take down some things, environmental things, LGBTQ things, minority things, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, making America great again sounds like to me making America white again. And so, you know, you have Melania, who's in New York with Barron, and people are, you know, they're just kind of dancing around that issue quietly. But, you know, just think if Michelle Obama had done that. Wouldn't have allowed it. Would had a fit. They would just be in up in arms that the First Lady was not in Washington, D.C., handling her First Lady responsibility. So, you know, we're seeing just a case of white privilege all the way around, from top to bottom, left to right, every single angle you can imagine. And really, it throws everything that people teach their kids and what you learn in school. So now you don't have to have experience. All you need is the money, and if you decide one day you want to run for a high office, all you need is the money and throw your hat in and that's it. So you don't even have a training ground through various levels of government or to learn how to govern at various levels, you know, from the grassroots up, you know, community organizing, you know, a mayor, state assembly, whatever. So you bypass all of that. And because you have money. And so looks like Rubio voted for Rex Tillerson, even though he had questions, but again, no backbone. So it's just going to be very interesting to see how they roll back or try to roll back things. And just kind of scary. But interestingly enough, I was in the library last week with a friend of mine. We were downloading some software to my new laptop, which is very exciting. And a young lady was in Cleveland State University, came over, wanted to ask us questions about what we thought about the word feminism and what we thought about, you know, the Women's March that happened on January 21st, the day after the inauguration, which happened in cities across the country and apparently cities around the world, including Antarctica, which, you know, is pretty amazing. But anyway, she asked us what we thought. I thought feminism meant empowerment. My male friend thought it meant women's rights. We talked about the march, and I said I just thought, like I said on the podcast, it was kind of after the fact for me, because I wish that that groundswell of all those women and all those potential voters could have rallied and made sure that that happened, you know, to get Hillary in. No, she was not a perfect candidate by no means. Yes, she had a little baggage like they all do, but it's turned out to be false. People believed, you know, the hype and the lies. But she was qualified at every level. That there has never been a woman like that. And for her to be right there, that close, and all these women, you know, didn't vote her in, but yet, you know, want to have this march after the fact, to me, it's just moot. And so I also told her, I said, you know, it's too fractured. You have too many chiefs. You don't really have a leader. You know, Gloria Steinem is no longer the face of it because she's like 80 years old. She's done her time. You know, I think she was there, but, you know, clearly she's not going to be doing that again. So you have to have a leader who has the national ability to gain national attention, who can raise money for the organization and various chapters if you want to move this cause, and who can have a good media presence to rally the troops and keep people together. So this young lady told us that there were some steps that were to be told on the news, that here, who's the next step, we're going to do this, or you write later letters to your state senator and all that. But I thought to myself, well, it's not been capitalized on the news media because I've never heard about it. So my feeling, and I've read articles in the papers about it, is, okay, the march happened, it was great, it got people, you know, charged up about something again, but my feeling was, okay, now what? What's next? And so I think they've got to figure out a way to really gather and rally people to use that energy for something more, especially if you're trying to, in many ways, revive the women's movement for current issues today. So interesting thing, I thought, that just came out of the blue with just downloading some software. So it's just a very interesting time that we're in. I think people are very nervous and people just don't know what to expect. I think as some of these executive orders may be coming to fruition after discussion in the Congress and all that, it's going to start impacting a lot of people who voted him in and are now going to see that he really probably is not for the little person, especially when you look at the people he's put on his cabinet. They're all billionaires, or they're ex-military generals who are also, you know, probably upper middle class, maybe not as wealthy as a Betsy DeVos or some of these other folks. But, you know, clearly it's a cabinet of the top 1% of the haves, who are going to control and deregulate things for the benefit of themselves and their friends who run all these companies. So it's just going to be, I think, the widening of the gap of inequality, income inequality. And it's just going to be, I think, tougher and tougher for the average person to feel like they have a shot at anything, because it's a big gap, and those people are not looking at what is beneficial for the common person. They're looking at what's beneficial for their cronies and how they're going to get richer. So, interesting times, scary times. Let's sit back and see what happens. So, in any event, I will be back to you in a couple of days. I'm working on the third newsletter for my transformation paradigm. I've started looking for a space to hold it. You know, I want to do maybe something a little different so it's not just a lecture, but, you know, maybe at a restaurant, something like that. But as soon as I have that nailed down a bit more, I will certainly let you know in the podcast. But continue to think about things you want to do for the new year. Figure out things that you may want to do to be active so you're just not ranting and raving on Facebook. But if you feel like you need to take a step and take some action, there's plenty of information out there that you can do, and just do it. If that's how you feel moved. But in any event, I will be back to you in a few days. Digital Sister, signing out.